This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so!
Somebody liked that part. Man, we really found someone who liked that part.
Guys, welcome to the show. We're kind of mixed up right now, so we need to do a few things before we actually officially get started. So, and I'm fucking hot up in here.
I can go turn on the air conditioning.
No, my on the mic. I was just a little too. I was crushing them DBs.
Hell yeah.
Oh, F. Grandmother that day, there ain't grandmother that day.
Thank you. So before we get started, this is crazy. We're living in a crazy time. It's wild time.
I'll cheers to that.
Let's cheers to that. Popcorn.
I forget what you're supposed to say during that.
I don't know. I don't drink. So
no one ever. We didn't grow up super wealthy, so I never knew what to say during cheers.
Popcorn. So the episode before this, we had some guests on the show.
Yeah,
it was the first time I had never not been on the show.
Is that right?
I think so.
Well, you were missing. No. I did one with Elliot once. I thought maybe. I honestly don't know. Maybe.
Was that back when I had the plague?
Years and years ago.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say that I got the middle seat situation when I was coming back from, where the fuck was I? New York.
Yeah.
Person in the middle seat didn't fucking show up.
Dude. Oh.
Isn't that great? Dude, when you're buying plane tickets, always close
price
the
line.
Aisle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if there's someone, the plane has like two rows of three. You always go fucking aisle or window, no matter what.
Right. First. You're never going to pick the middle seat.
And first. If you're traveling together, dude, you get the aisle. And the
you get the best
aisle and
worlds.
Aisle is very nice, but aisle and window are also good.
But
because
so,
then
the
you
middle,
could, if they do show up, you could switch. You say, would you like the window seat? And they're like, whoa, you're giving me the fucking window seat? Yeah. And so they feel like they've been upgraded. From the middle seat, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they get a window experience. Yes. Go ahead, Steve.
Mike, the thing is I like to get hand jobs while I'm in the air. I like getting jacked off. And I don't have that big of a penis. So if there's someone, if we've got the middle seat empty, and let's say my girlfriend is enjoying the aisle seat and I'm enjoying the window seat and I need to get jacked off. She's not gonna reach her hand over to my seat and jack me off with an empty seat between us.
You're limiting the possibility of you getting jacked off by. You're limiting possibility by saying that is administered by one person only. The person behind you could jack you off. The stranger in the middle seat could jack you off. You could still get jacked off.
That's true. So it's okay that I might have an empty seat between us. Because I can still get jacked off.
That's where the would you be bummed out about having a middle seat between you guys? You have all that room.
Well,
and you lift up the shit and then you get jacked the fuck off.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's a world where one of us is in that seat, that middle seat, for like maybe for a snuggle or a jack off.
If the other person doesn't show up.
If the other person doesn't show up.
And even if they do show up, there's ways to get jacked off.
I just can't think of these ways right now.
Kevin, tell me a way somebody
I got
to
a
get
lot
jacked
on my
off.
Mind.
With a foot? You can get kicked off.
I'm gonna get kicked off. What'd you do this afternoon? Oh, dude, I got fucking kicked off.
She kicked me off. Dude, that's if it's not called that in that community, that's absolutely
that's
what
it horse,
should be.
More horse
she fucking
sex
kicked
stuff.
Me off. We were at the bus station. It was real filthy. She kicked me off in the back.
She kicked me off.
That's kick. It's about time for kickoff, boys.
There's always a new way to talk about jacking off or fucking, isn't it? There's always some new way. Like, hot Tua.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. God bless her, dude. God bless that woman. We're getting a message from our affiliate.
This is the affiliate.
Whoa, what happened? We can't mention Hawk Tua or something?
No, you can't mention Hawk Tua. She's too powerful.
Wait, so what does this mean? She has control over who can say her name?
Listen to these rules three and safe ye shall be.
Okay, tell me. I'm ready.
How many did I say? Three?
Three.
Fuck, okay. One, never speak of the name Hawk Tua.
Yes.
Why?
Thank you for agreeing.
Why?
Because she's too powerful and she always sees you. You talk shit on the hot Tua girl and she finds out about it.
Yes.
She'll punk you down in the bar. She doesn't give a shit. She's rowdy as fuck.
Yes, yes.
And that is rule one.
I think I'm a little confused about rule one.
Rule number two is don't talk about how to a girl. Yes. I'm serious.
Wait. This one's serious. Fight Club rules.
Rule number three is don't compare it to Fight Club. I hate that.
When is she gonna come become the president, run for president? Think someday Hawk Tua girl will run for president?
J.D. Vance will be replaced as Donald Trump's running mate in 2025. This country needs to get sucked off. Or at least kicked off. Somebody gotta kick off this country, man. Dude, I like that one because there was a message in it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's like the way people talk about how, like, if people would just smoke weed when they're, like, when they need to chill the fuck out, if everyone would just give it a shot, you know, maybe it's not for everybody, sure.
Yeah.
But it's like some people really feel, it seems like they need it.
All of our chemistries are so different.
Absolutely.
But when that matches up with what you need, ooh, man, that's great. It's nice to see people, you know, my mom's birthday is coming up.
Whoa.
And Zoya was like, that's the amount of people we should have in here all the time.
I agree.
My mom was like, Zoya was like, what is your mom like? And I was like, my mom likes when it's quiet and she's spending nice, quiet, relaxing time.
That's quiet. So lovely. That's lovely. Isn't everyone deserves that.
That's how do we get there?
We can't. We live in a very loud world. And in order, and I think you have to buy silence.
I bet between what we all have,
we could put,
you take Kevin's net worth, mine,
which is millions,
Zoya's, Kevin's,
millions,
Haley's,
yes,
yours,
yeah,
yes.
Oh man, now we're really in the money.
Yes. And we buy one big house in San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
And we wake up. We have a podcast room where the two houses meet. That's how big the house is. And then we come and we podcast and we shake hands and then we go be quiet. Yeah.
Dude, I think that's wonderful. I think there's a wonderful world where we can do that.
We just, we go out and we have completely separate experiences and then we see, like a game show.
Yeah.
We see each other once a week for an hour.
Yeah.
Kevin's already there. He lives in the back house. It's still small. We're not made of money.
And Ellie's there too, probably.
Ellie's there, all the rabbits.
Yep.
And I get to tend to rabbits. I would never. Who parked their tiny, tiny car? Anyway, I'm saying if we all pooled our resources, we can get one cool house.
I fucking love that idea. Like, I really do. And the thing is I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And I'm loud.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a problem.
House has to. Maybe the podcast room is filled with insulation.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So it's like a vacuum seal, no sound. It's one of those rooms you go in, and if you're there for too long, you could feel you could hear your blood.
Yeah. Damn, dog.
It's like
that's a kind of silence that costs a little coin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta pay for that.
You do, and it's worth it.
Let's check in with our sponsor. Looks like they're doing okay.
You just gotta check in, dude. We looked over at our sponsor.
Okay, so we overlooked some kind of important shit we need to do before we continue on, which is, what the fuck episode is this? 11-8. Okay.
Episode 11, subset.
Whoa, okay, I got, okay, great. And then,
I would hit those three right now.
Should we?
Add for this episode.
Oh, great, okay. And then we'll do the other one.
At the end.
Great.
We need a... Have we welcomed people to the show yet?
Yeah, I think. Guys, let's talk about some sponsors. Keep the Light On is what they do in this place. And,
the light's dim.
Light's a little dimmer.
Let's cut to the lights. The biggest light of them all, the sun.
Oh!
The sun, thanks so much for being here. We understand you have a movie coming out. Called Light of My Life with Jodie Foster.
Ryan Gosling plays the sun in that.
Ryan Gosling plays the sun.
Guys, I want to say thank you to everybody who makes this show exist.
And let's go down the list. Kevin.
Kevin.
Leah.
Leah.
Josh.
You.
Corey.
Yes.
Me.
You. Headgum.
that noise.
Who are we forgetting? No one. We got to we could throw Byron in there.
Byron, who's having a hell of a time right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Byron.
Our shit got fucked up a little bit.
Byron, Byron, if you listen to this show, I know you don't.
He doesn't.
It's
he
okay.
He refuses to. He used to, though, and that's what matters.
Everybody's going through shit right
Everybody
now.
Everybody used to listen to this show.
I don't know if Freddie Mercury is in Gatorade or something. Excuse me,
I need to let out a robot. Give me 1 second. I went to Robot Chili's last night. Yeah.
Whatever. I forgot what I was saying, and it's more important to talk about these sponsors, actually. So let's talk about Harry's.
Yeah, brother.
And I've told you guys, there's certain products that go on your face, and I don't trust them all.
No.
Because my face is precious, and I've only got one of them. Okay? I don't know about all you guys. Or these rich fuckers who can afford four faces. I got one, and I gotta trust a company like Harry's to take care of me.
Harry's gonna take care of
you. And Harry's delivers this stuff right to your door, and you don't need to go nowhere to get this stuff. And I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to leave my bed. I'm depressed. But I want these products right on my door. It makes things easier. Talk about convenience. That's what Harry's is all about. We're talking about quality razors. And they come right to your door, and they're they're a fraction of the price of the big brands.
Whoa, get out of here.
And we're talking about better design shaving products at better prices. It's no joke, it's Harry's. And I love it. All the stuff you put on your face before you shave, it smells nice. All the things that you put in your hand and put it up to your face to shave feel nice.
And they all make you feel nice as a person. Feel like a full person. Yeah. Feel like your body just got back from a valet, and they washed it.
I had someone come and visit me from another country.
Yeah, dude, fully in. Fully in.
I picked him up at the airport, and the first thing they did, I swear to God, my mouth to God's ears, this guy touched my face, and was like, "That's the smoothest goddamn face I've ever had in my life."
This was your Uber driver at the airport?
This was my Uber driver at the airport. I said, "Don't fucking touch me." So, guys, if you want some really good quality stuff for your face, we're talking rich, lathering, skin-softening body wash in scents like Redwood, Wildlands, and Stone. And you know that sounds fucking cool.
It sounds like an old song.
Yeah, Redwoods, Windlands, and Stone with Wildlands. It's extra strength, high quality, amazing smelling deodorant for just $5, and all the hair and grooming products that I was talking about that fit your unique look and needs. So go check out harrys.com/banter. You're going to get started with a $13 trial set for just $3. Oh my God. That's harrys.com/banter for a $3 trial set. Thank you, Harry's, and thank you to my Uber driver, who I am now engaged to against my will.
Changed your whole life, dude.
He took me to his country and said that I'm his bride. And
property,
that
was he said.
And it turns out that's the only English he knows. I'm his property. And there were some very scary situations I was just in.
Damn, dude. Welcome back.
Thanks,
first of all.
Man. I have crushing trauma.
Who wouldn't, dude? Hey, who wouldn't?
I know. Guys, it's Factor, but I'm excited about Factor.
I'll tell you that.
We need a... We do, dude. We for real, dude.
Me walking into Home Depot? I love Home Depot. Can we talk about Home Depot outside of the ads?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely can.
Not
dude,
in
I'll
this
hold
part,
space.
Though?
I'll hold space for you talking about Home
thank
Depot.
Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, let's talk about Factor because this is the thing. The days are shorter, but your to-do lists aren't. So power through your busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals from breakfast to dinner and anything in between. That's the microwave
in between.
Cooking these Factor meals. And I'll tell you, Whether you like routine or you enjoy mixing things up, Factor has you covered with 35 different delicious meals every week and over 60 additional convenience options that you can add to your box, like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies. Oh, yummies. don't let shorter days slow you down. Stay energized with America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. And these meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved.
You know? Do you know what I mean?
That's what that was? I was wondering what that was. Because it's crazy to happen in the middle of an ad like that. And I'll tell you guys, you can find guilt-free comfort foods like home-style chicken and gravy and loaded mashed potato pork chops. And feel-good vegan options like sweet potato and chickpea curry. Damn, that sounds yummy. And globally inspired flavors like Peruvian shrimp.
Peruvian shrimp.
And red pepper collie grits. Good God. I've got so many choices. So stay on your A game with quality ingredients you can trust and quality you can taste. And every one of Factor's fresh, never frozen meals. So head to factormeals.com/banter50 and use that code banter50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next
month. You know what I mean?
That's I do know what you mean. And that's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Thank you.
I loved it.
Someone's going to listen to that. That's not us. It doesn't listen to this show.
Dude, that's 100% true.
Or maybe they just stopped. You know how you have a job for so long where you're like, they've been doing it consistently.
Yeah.
Well, that can't be true, though, because we get a lot of like, hey, you guys said some shit you probably shouldn't in the next
ad. We used to a lot. And then I think that they sell our show, like, here are all of our shows that will absolutely kill the fuck out of your ass.
Yes.
And they'll reach this audience. And then they're like, you could also have this one if you want.
Right.
And it won't get to no one, but it's going to be weird.
Yeah, they've got the demo of, like, 18 to 24 males.
Yeah.
And, you know, they buy stuff.
Like, they pay for a bunch of, like, really good ads.
Yeah.
And they're like, because you were so cool in buying those ads, we'll also
throw this in dynamic. Where you'll definitely get a return.
Yeah.
But. Guys, let's talk about MeUndies, one of my favorite sponsors on the show. Not to undercut the other sponsors.
This is the only sponsor that I put near my junk.
Yeah, this one's something I was thinking. That is something I was thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is lounge season, brother. We're getting into the cozy fall. Cool air, cool breeze.
Dude, a big romantic scene at the end of a movie, at the end of a rom-com. And the guy goes, are you thinking something that I...
Dude, I've always wanted to do like a real romantic comedy that has just one moment.
Like the rest is
perfect. Really weird like that.
Are you thinking something that I'm thinking?
I was also thinking... And it's like, what? Wait. For the whole rest of the movie.
Everyone's like kind of crying. It's like the big climax. Yeah. Like, that was a little.
And then everyone just stops crying because they're like, wait.
Huh. What kind of movie is this? Did you see before we.
They, after watching all of that, they like look at the thing and go like, are we in the wrong theater? At the end of the movie, 2 hours later. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want someone to be at the end of the movie thinking, are we in the right theater?
Is there a world that exists where we can team up with people and we just write the end of the movie?
Like, it's script doctors, but it's like we just doctor the end.
We'll do the end.com. Squarespace.
We're called script enders.
Script enders.
We're, hey, can't end your script?
We got it.
We're your guys.
It's gonna be weird.
Let's see. Another war picture? Boring. What else we got here? Romantic comedy with gays? I'm in. Let's get to the end here. Oh my god. What a horrible ending. I'm gonna vomit.
I see how you don't have your main character stuttering over his words for too long here at the end.
Yeah.
We're gonna change that.
What needs to happen is there needs to be 7 minutes of this person stumbling over this one word.
That's right, my partner's right. My partner, it needs to sound like this. Are you thinking
something that I'm... 7 minutes. And I'm talking the actor can't break. There's no smiles.
There's no cuts.
It's serious.
It's either you want to get your movie filmed or you don't. And that's the answer.
We're going to end your movie. So guys, let's talk about MeUndies. I'll tell you, this is one of my favorite places to wear stuff.
The podcast? The podcast is one of my favorite places to wear stuff.
And I'll tell you what I'm always wearing on this show, no matter what, is MeUndies. I've got so much MeUndies. I love every single one of them. They're so comfy. They're so wonderful. And I love lounging around in them and nothing else.
I've got so much MeUndies. They're coming out of me.
Dude, that's very good.
I'm up to MeUndies and MeUndies.
I've had it up to me. Me
here. I've had it up to me right about here right
me
now.
Me ears. I had it up to me chin, me's with how many's me undies.
And we'll throw this podcast out at the end as well.
I want a mariachi guy to come in just for that trumpet. Like, and then leave.
Yeah.
He's done. $50.
Dude, he stumbles in and out.
We could just get a guy outside of Home Depot and put him in a bad costume and say, we'll give you $50.
And it's not racist because you're there.
Yeah. And it's like, we'll just get you for 10 minutes. You pop in and go, we'll do it in post.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't have to do anything. Just put this trumpet up to your face.
We have the costume. We're looking for someone about your size.
Dude, I'm telling you, we get like 6 people in an audience. We set up little things like that. Like mariachi guy comes in for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Maitre D comes in and brings us an entree and we have to like eat it.
You know what would be funny as fuck?
Like weird shit.
Is if this comes out after our podcast, right? Our live show.
So we've already died in the plane wreck on the way back.
We didn't die, but we are
different. Our lives are different.
Dude, so we look up a mariachi band for Tacoma.
Yeah. Oh, or Spokane. Whoa.
And we do it, and then people heard about it on this show and be like, I really hope they did that show.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we just look it up, just see how much it is. Will you come out and play this? You send them that song for a second every once in a while. That's great.
Can't cost that much to get a mariachi band for like 4 hours.
Not in Spokane.
We're doing a four-hour show. Sorry.
And you can't stop it.
And I'll tell you something else about MeUndies. I don't know how to. I don't know how this is gonna be edited. I
know. Maybe just 2x speed.
What, is that easier? All right.
We'll just do real simple.
Here's the deal.
I love MeUndies.
I love MeUndies.
I'm covered in them on the daily basis. I've got MeUndies up to me earrings.
And I'm telling you, it's the season where you want to lounge around in these comfy things, and MeUndies got everything you need, and it's never too early to start thinking about gift ideas, and what better gift could there be than MeUndies?
Everyone needs undies. Should be our undies.
Yes! And I've got their onesies.
Whoa.
And oh god, are they gummy, dude.
Talk about it.
I got one that's got pizza all over it. And it's so comfy, dude. I could live in it.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
And if these pesky laws weren't a thing.
I know. Well, I mean, it's really just about judgment at that point, right? It's not illegal to be in pajamas all day.
I suppose you're right.
Unless you're going to court or something, which I am later this evening. Something real bad happened. But I'll tell you guys, MeUndies is a cut for every butt, with 10 different styles that come in over 100 different colors and prints, ranging from just black to all over dinosaurs. Be an adult and wear dinosaurs on your undies, you coward.
Easy.
Fucking coward.
Easy does her.
So here's the deal. Go to kick off them that lounge season MeUndies talking about with MeUndies and get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. Enter that promo code banter. And that's MeUndies.com/banter. Code banter for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside. In. Yes, yes, keep it, keep it. And then I went to the comfortable in the club. I put on my underwear under my pants. I go out and I dance and I never chafe. I want to dance all night and feel very safe with MeUndies. That's right, MeUndies. MeUndies feels good on my little bits. Even when I want to go and take some shits, I go to the toilet and remember that I'm wearing the best underwear that you can get forever. That you can get forever. The best is forever. Let's go together. I will live forever. And we'll live forever. We're gonna live forever. We're gonna live forever. We're gonna live forever.
I forgot about the other part of the episode.
We're going to talk about Home Depot.
That's right.
Can I tell you about Home Depot?
I would love for you to tell me about Home Depot.
I fucking love Home Depot.
It's such a nice place.
Why is it so nice?
Space.
Is it us? Is it us?
I think there's a lot of nice things about it. It signifies new birth, of human achievement. Mm-hmm. It's like a museum where you could participate in the beauty of human achievement.
Like, like imagine if you're like, I need some fucking wood.
Uh-huh. And I want to smell it. Even if you're like, I just want to smell wood.
Where the fuck are you going to get wood?
Woods.
Like, you
and then you gotta pretend they're not somebody else's woods.
That's the thing. It's like everybody owns everything.
Everybody owns all the woods. Paul Bunyan owns 90% of the woods in the United States of America. Did you know that?
Don't get me started about that fuck.
I'm very anti-Bunyan. You see him at the Trump rally?
Dude.
You see Paul Bunyan
jumping around, swinging his axe. Fuck that guy.
Jumping up and down with his weird hat.
And it's like, of course he's MAGA, right?
Paul Bunyan, absolutely.
Yeah, of course he is.
No, there's no... Yeah, for sure. There's no way. Imagine if Paul Bunyan was like
super progressive.
Yeah, like ultra woke. Ultra left wing person.
Yeah.
That's so
well
funny.
He cuts down fucking trees. That's the most like intolerant thing. Obviously it's like some people need to cut down trees.
Dude, you have to.
But it's a talent. You know,
I can never cut down a tree.
I couldn't cut down a tree. I'd feel bad.
I would never get through the first couple. But I'll have to apologize to the tree.
I'll participate in the industry.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot, like in Portland, I bet there's a lot of progressive lumber. Tree cut down lumber guys.
Yeah,
lumbermen,
lumber
and women,
GBTQ
lumber days, the emberjacks,
emberjacks.
That's great. I want to have a team of emberjacks, dude. And I want to build a log cabin in San Luis Obispo.
Well, we cut down vegan trees and, you know, we planted them.
Yeah, it's okay. We can cut them down because we brought them here.
They're made out of hemp and they don't grow. But we still cut them down. It makes the emberjacks feel good about it.
Now, you wanted something. Your house to be 1 foot in diameter, right?
Yeah.
That's how much. We just planted these trees.
We just built a 99% compost mini hut for an unhoused man. And it's made out of poop, but it doesn't smell any better than where he was.
We actually upcycled your house. We ended up upcycling from another house that was kind of in good shape, man. We bought that, and now you can live in it. That's your house.
It's bio-friendly.
Because it was already here.
but it's like, where the fuck are you gonna buy wood, you know? And it's like, that's you, like, fucking Home Depot.
Yeah, you go to Home Depot.
And you go to Home Depot, and it's just like, you know, there are some stores like this where you go like, this is my list, and I cannot go outside of this list.
And that's in Home Depot, you're saying?
These are the things I need. You go to Home Depot with a list.
Porch?
I need one porch.
I can't go outside of my limit this time.
And maybe a deck.
Last time I got two decks.
I got two decks and I only went in for a porch. Next thing you know. But like, that's the thing. Like, you make a list and you're like, that's that. We're sticking to this shit.
Yeah. It's not a place you go.
Because then you're like, oh, these fucking X-Acto blades are fucking $3 for $4.99.
Yeah. Which are cool as fuck.
And I need it. And it's like, oh, fucking sponges? I need sponges.
Oh, a tool that would be really helpful in a situation I'll never be in?
Yeah. Look at this fucking doorbell. It's got LED all over it.
Dude, I love the fans. That's the best part. Oh, my God. The fans and the lighting and the thing that shakes the paint.
I like the doors. You can open the doors and go like, oh, hello, I'm here to rob you.
You open it and you say, what would the rest of my life be like if my front door was this knob?
Every door is a new, you open the door, wow, my wife, you're sleeping with my wife.
And then every single one.
It's like, ah, honey, I'm home. Yeah, then whole new.
And then your wife has to pretend like she's fucking someone on the other side of the fake door.
Yeah.
No.
That's a fun show. You do like, you have props on the stage and you have to use them, and one of them is like a door, and you just kind of like, you know, and both people have to participate in what happens.
Yeah, it's like an improv game.
Yeah, but maybe that's all it is that door right in the middle.
Yeah. And it's, welcome back to Whose Line is It Anyway? This was called This Door.
It's just this door, and you throw two people on stage that Wayne have Brady no idea what's going to happen, and they just go. And all they have is that door.
Yeah.
Go.
What are you doing? You open the door and you say the my wife thing?
Yeah, he's sleeping with my fucking wife. I knew it.
Yeah. What if the other person opens the door and says that same shit at that same time?
I'd be like, you're sleeping with my wife?
What the fuck?
I'd be like, what the fuck? I didn't understand that. But yeah, I fucking love Home Depot. And then there's also right now, there's, you know, we're in between Halloween and Christmas. Well, you know, whatever. Time. Thanksgiving isn't really celebrated at Home Depot.
No.
You know?
You can't build a turkey.
But, there's like, you know, animated guys like
inflatable guys.
Well, yeah, inflatable and animated. We got a whole, there's like this whole new thing with animated guys.
Tell me about those.
There's like Minion and he's like animated, and there's like witches and like,
what do you mean? Like, what do they do?
They like, you know, there's like a Minion. He goes like this and he goes like, I'm addicted to barbiturates.
But what part is animated?
Their hands and shit. Like, they're like an animatronic.
Oh, they're like little robot guys.
Yeah, they're like little robot animatronics. They go like this.
Dude, what do I keep saying when it's like a big inflatable ghost and a pumpkin?
Yeah.
And their mouths and eyes could be like programmed to
move.
Or there's somebody like projects.
To project.
Yeah, I like those.
I love it. They sell those. They sell all sorts of shit like that.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's like now it's like you're going to like have a, you got a Sunday evening with the kids, the whole family.
Yeah. What's up with Lewis?
What do you mean? Oh, Lewis.
There's a new guy.
Well, Lewis, there's different a new guy?
There's a new guy, but also they have a paper cutout of Lewis at the front now.
Okay.
Oh, because now he's like a, he's like their Halloween sponsor.
Yeah. He's old news. He's legacy news.
My name is Lewis. I'm a drug addict.
Every year I lose a dimension.
All right. Should we do a couple history roads and then get out of here? Yeah, or one history road or something?
Sure.
Yeah. Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, I did have two things that I wrote down that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Can I just mention that I was at the soccer game
last night? Oh, yeah, dude. What's that all about?
Dude, LAFC, the LA Football Club. I've never... Fun. Dude, Mexicans make this city amazing. Mexicans are the whole culture of this city. Thank you for giving me a platform to say this. We went to this fucking game, and it was so much fun. And people flipping out the whole time, and it gets you so into it, and you could only imagine what like the games are like overseas, or a place where football is like really celebrated. Yeah. Soccer,
oh, people go nuts,
and that's like their whole shit. Like if you're British, Manchester United is like your whole life.
Yeah, it is. It really
is. And then you go to this huge stadium and everyone's flipping out, and the LA was like a little taste of that. It was a playoff game. I was doing stand up in New York. And this girl, Grace, excuse me, she was like, since you live in L.A., she was like a marketing person for the soccer team.
Yeah.
And she was like, if you ever want to go, let me know. And I was like, I absolutely want to go.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then I went and it was so much fun.
Was this your first time?
This was my first time at a soccer game. And you know what the best part of this is? The most fun part for me?
You got a controller and you got to control the real guys.
Also that. So third sleepy best part. Dude, so you know how our friend Nick Hamilton, who I think you've met.
I know that one.
Is a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
She made it a point to tell me, I think I mentioned that in casual conversation. I was like, my friend Nick is here and he loves the Red Bulls, the New York Red Bulls. And I always make fun of him for it because the mascot to the team is can of soda.
That's is it really the Red Bull drink?
It's the Red Bulls. I think they are like, no, we're Red Bulls. And they're like, we know what you are. So I was like, my friend likes them. He says their games are super fun. I would love to go to one of these. And she goes, this team that I'm going to send you to, LAFC, is way better than the Red Bulls. So I immediately take that to Nick.
Yeah.
And it's been very funny, and he gets very upset. Do you want to hear what I'm talking
about?
Yeah, let's hear it. Oh, yeah. Hello?
Nick Hamilton, this is Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza, yes. And you're on Dynamic Banter.
Hi!
What the fuck?
But the craziest part about this is usually it's just us and Kevin when we call you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's usually correct.
But now we have a super secret special guest that we're just springing on the audience and you right now. It's the entire starting lineup of LAFC. Have you heard of this football club?
Yeah, Wow, Olivier Giroux is there?
Olivier Giroux is here.
He smells like oak.
And Matthias Bogash?
They're all there, and they all play for the team, and they're all kind of speaking into one mic.
And he kissed my cheek.
Oh, and he kissed Steve's cheek. He kissed him on the cheek.
No way!
And he got a red card because it was too horny in the studio.
I dripped a little...
And they're all kind of saying the same thing, and they're saying that their team is so much better than the Red Bulls of New York.
We all got in a mic shower. No. We all got in a mic shower, and I came without being touched.
Because it was more about the experience.
Right, Kevin? Yes.
Right, Kevin? Kevin
gonna,
was there.
That's going to be on our Patreon.
That's going to be on Before the Banter.
All right, let's do like one history road. Kevin, does anything stand out to you?
No. Okay. Not short.
Okay.
Why don't you read that? Just take a sip.
Okay, let's check the. Is it?
It's called Take a Sip.
Michael Mark. Michael Mark. Luke and John.
Michael Mark Ashtray.
Says. Just take a sip. And says, I'm just writing in to say, oh, well, my bad.
Take a sip.
That's a great idea. Oops. Dang it, dang it.
Yes. So go back.
Can you imagine? What'd you say, Cass?
Just take a sip.
Yeah, just take a sip. Dude, that's the whole thing.
Michael Marx says, I'm just writing in to say Dynamic Banter is the only show on the internet where I regularly look forward to the advertisements.
Oh, nice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.